Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, please continue with our lesson today.
Okay, yeah. I've had a really interesting week. One of the class members out there who is in correspondence with me on a regular basis calls it rabbit holing. That basically means that you find something that's interesting. It's like pulling that string on a sweater, you know. Or if you get the picture of a dog and it knows that there's that rabbit down that rabbit hole, and so it's going to dig and it's going to dig and it's going to dig until it gets to the bottom of the rabbit hole, you know, and it's going to figure out what the problem is. And I had this thing that I noticed a while ago when I was researching the life of George Wilson. And George Wilson came to an unfortunate end, okay? He was a pirate, and he was the mate lot of Bartholomew Roberts. And what ended up happening was that he was put on trial. He was captured after Roberts was killed and put on trial, and was, instead of being executed, he was found guilty. This was me in a past life, and George Wilson did exactly what I would do under that set of circumstances, and he did his darndest to tie the whole legal system up in knots. And whereas, you know, many of the other people, because, you know, all of the trials of the Roberts pirates were recorded, and they were published, and many of the trials got like a paragraph, maybe, you know, a few sentences, maybe a page. The trial of George Wilson, describing the trial of George Wilson, took 4 pages, and he did his darndest to tie them all up in knots, and you know, but it was interesting because the jurors were named in this particular, you know, court testimony document. And one of the jurors was a fellow by the name of Charles Fanshawe. And I said, wow, that's a name that I've heard before. And it's not really common. And the reason why I had that response was because Lady Catherine Ferrers, who is my previous incarnation, had married into the, she had married a man, it was a forced marriage, and she was 13 years old when she was forced to marry Thomas Fanshawe, who was 16. And apparently that was quite common back in the day, but she had not yet gone through puberty and suffered some unfortunate injuries on her wedding night. And she was never able to bear children and never ever forgave her husband. And it's likely, from what I've been seeing in my, you know, past life work, it's likely that the Fanshawes actually had to do with the early demise of Lady Catherine's mother. Okay, now I've got no physical evidence for that. All I've got is what I'm seeing in my past life work. So she had, Catherine Ferris had a lot of reasons to really, really hate the Fanshawes. And it was something that contributed to when Ralph Chapman came along, that she decided that she was going to hitch her cart to his wagon and become a highway woman. And but anyway, I thought that was really interesting that, you know, that Charles Fanshawe should sit in judgment of George Wilson when George Wilson was the reincarnation of Lady Catherine Ferrers. And nobody knew it, you know. And I was not even sure up until this week if Charles Fanshawe was actually related to the same Fanshawes as Thomas Fanshawe, which was, you know, about 70 years before that. But I found on the internet, which I sent you a copy of the a screenshot of the document, of where, of conclusive proof, that these two men were members of the same family. I don't know if one was descended from the other or that that they were just family members. I think that they were probably just family members. But this is how karma operates, okay? And, you know, nobody back in the day was doing the right thing, okay? The reason why George Wilson, Darth Lamy Roberts, and all the rest of them went pirating in the first place was, in the words of Hal Davis, who was the captain that forced Roberts into piracy, to take revenge on ship's captains who were abusing sailors. And what that meant was, hang on, I'll just turn this kettle off. Hang on a moment. That's better. Okay. The ship's captains, they would so abuse sailors that if you were a sailor back in the day and you were on a ship where they had a 1 in 3 mortality rate, where you had, on a 6-month voyage, you might have a 30% chance of dying on the voyage. If you found yourself on such a ship, you would actually consider yourself to be quite lucky, because many of these ships that were sailing around back in the day had 50% or even two-thirds mortality rates, where the chances of you dying as a sailor on one of these ships were between, you know, you had a 1 in 2 to a 2 out of 3 chance of dying on a lot of these ships. And to have a 1/3 mortality rate of the sailors was actually doing pretty well. You know, that ship's captain would pat himself on the back. That's the reason why people like George Wilson and Bartholomew Roberts went pirating. It was also to fatten their own pocket as well. But this is it. You've got to be aware that if you are doing the wrong thing, then there is going to be some pushback at some point along the way, because people are going to say, enough is enough, no more, and we're going to raise the black flag. And, yeah, the really funny thing is that the people who claim to be the government, often they have no idea why us plebeians have decided to raise the black flag. They really don't have a clue. The Cape Coast, you know, the people of the Royal Africa Company that conducted this trial, it wasn't an unbiased trial, although there were some men that were acquitted, because every single one of the men that sat on that jury worked for the Royal Africa Company, which was the main company that was being robbed by Bartholomew Roberts and his men. It was not an unbiased jury. It was not a jury of peers. You know, it was it was really something quite amazing to see that this was, that people could actually get away with this, because a jury of peers is not something that the Americans thought up. It was something that was a cornerstone of British judgment, justice, going back to the Magna Carta. And, you know, would the results have been any different if that had a jury of peers? I don't know. Where would they have drawn those peers from? Because practically every white person in the district worked for the Royal Africa Company at that time, either that or they were pirates, you know. So, but this is it. That's the reason why, and that's recorded in the history books, but that's the reason why the Roberts crew was even at first established under Hal Davis. That's the reason why Hal Davis decided to go pirating, was to dispense injustice to ship's captains who were doing the wrong thing. They weren't looking after their crew. It was known what caused, what was causing the massive deaths of these sailors, and that was scurvy. And it was known how to prevent scurvy, and that was by providing adequate fruits and vegetables, even preserved fruits and vegetables in the form of things like sauerkrauts and marmalade. And all that it takes to prevent scurvy is one spoonful of jam or marmalade a day. And we know that they knew how to prevent scurvy, because as soon as the ships went pirate, one of the first things that the pirate captains would do would be to institute a ration of rum punch. And the idea of instituting the ration of rum punch was not to get the sailors drunk. It was to make sure that they ingested some vitamin C. They didn't know it was called vitamin C, but fruit. Because in the rum punch, they would squeeze things like lemons, limes, pineapple, coconuts, all these lovely tropical fruits that the sailors weren't necessarily inclined to eat. But if they were mixed with some rum, if the juice of these things was mixed with some rum, then the sailors would be more inclined to eat them and they wouldn't die of scurvy. So they knew that. The ship's officers all knew it. They all made sure that they had a supply of preserved fruit or fresh fruit for themselves, but they wouldn't give any to the ordinary sailors. And, this is a microcosm. The reason why we're going into this is this sort of thing is still going on. You know, people know what's the good thing, what's the proper thing to do, and they won't do it. And because of that, people suffer, people die, and then the people who call themselves our government and our law, they wonder why we all get upset, you know? Around here, they'll just about string you up for raising a litter of puppies, and meanwhile, they're teaching our kids in the school how to be homosexuals. They've got mandatory vaccines, which most of the people just accept these days. I won't accept them, because there's no way on this earth that God made that you are going to compel me to inject my child with aluminium salts, mercury salts, aborted baby parts, and cancer cells.
Yeah, hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
We'll be right back, Lenneth.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. I just want to let you know on Friday, Kurt Wilson will be with us, the armchair survivalist. And he and I will be just chatting about preparedness kinds of things and things that we see. That's hour number one. Hour number two will be me discussing tips that I think you might want to know, things that I've learned over 68 years. So that's Friday. Gwyneth, I believe what you're saying, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that the pirates of the seas are just like, in many ways, the pirates on land. And the pirates on land might be called the blue team. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. So I refuse now to see police as being law enforcement, because around here, they're nothing more than a highwayman's cartel. So they go out there, okay, and they have their bikes or their cars, and they accost people by the side of the road. They use intimidation and force, and a bit of, you know, they have firearms by their side, and if you don't cooperate, they might be inclined to use those firearms. And they have a bounty system where the more infringement notices they issue, the fatter the paycheck is, okay? And, you know, back in the day, when I was Lady Catherine Ferrers, from what I'm seeing in my past life work, okay, I ran a highwayman's cartel. I know what a highwayman's cartel looks like. And I've been able to come across some evidence that a highwayman's cartel was in operation at that time in that area. And the truth of it is that I was the magistrate for that area. I was, on account of the fact that actually it was my husband, Thomas Fanshawe, that was the magistrate for the area, Sir Thomas Fanshawe. But he was, he had his own set of problems because he was a royalist and the English Civil War was going on and he was spending time in jail and he was overseas and he was a lot of the time generally unavailable, which meant that, I, as his wife, was, there in his stead. So that meant that all of the legal functions of running the estate fell to me, including the legal function of being a local magistrate. And that's why none of the documentation seems to find its way regarding my activities and the activities of my friends. None of it ever seemed to find its way to Newgate, which was the main... you know, caught the Old Bailey in London, which was only 80 miles away, but it might as well have been on the face of the moon as far as we were concerned, because we ran our own show and we ran it quite corruptly back in the day. And I would send my people around and I would go around myself accosting people and basically demanding stand and deliver. And if they didn't cooperate, we'd kill them. That was Lady Catherine Ferrers, and that's how she operated. And she's, you know, there's a lot of evidence through the local folklore that that's how she operated. And what the local police are doing is no different whatsoever than what we did back in the day. They've got the court system tied up. They've got, you know, they've got a bounty system. So basically the more infringement notices they issue, the more they get paid, and but they have to pay off a certain amount of that money that they collect to the state. Just like back in the day when I was Lady Catherine Ferrers, my men had to pay a certain amount of money to me or I would have them arrested and hung. You know, but if they did that, then, you know, then everybody would be, I would be happy, they would be happy. I ended up being reasonably prosperous.
Hold that thought. And hold that thought. Almost, we'll be,
yeah.
We'll be right back.
And that's exactly how they're operating.
The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A historic day in the U.S. House of Representatives has begun as Democrats are trying to impeach President Trump.
The House shall proceed to the consideration in the House of the resolution, House Resolution 755, impeaching Donald John Trump, President of the United States, for high crimes and misdemeanors.
Two articles of impeachment accusing Trump of abusing power and obstructing Congress are being debated now on the House floor, and the full House is to then take a vote on them before the day is over. Meanwhile, President Trump will be holding a campaign rally tonight in Battle Creek, Michigan. The State Department is reportedly reducing the number of staff stationed in Iraq. A memo indicates staffing levels will be reduced by 28% by the end of May, meaning 114 fewer people at the U.S. Embassy. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're take my when you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, during World War II, there was an all-encompassing fear and distrust of the Third Reich, from the top to the bottom, from the boss to the infantrymen, from the infantrymen to the police. They were all distrusted by the people when they found out what they were up to. And I'm looking at today, and I'm thinking about how much do we trust from top to bottom the various governments in the United States. For example, in our local government, governments, we have people who sit on the other side of the counter, and they want from us. They want what? They want our money. They want information. They want statistics. They want us to sign contracts with them. They want us to pay and pay on everything. In the corrupt state of Missouri, we have to pay to buy a car. Sales tax. We have to pay to keep the car, personal property tax. We have to pay for inspections and licenses and taxes on the oil and the gasoline and any service parts. And the list goes on. Okay, that's just one type of thing, a vehicle. Okay, so the people who sit on the other side of those cashier windows, if you will, want from us.
Yeah, the envy.
Now, right. And, well, people are looking at, you know, and they would be the, you know, the clerks. They'd be the bottom of the totem pole within the government corporations. So they're the ones that are saying, well, no, you got to do it because that's the rules. Okay? So they are the enforcers of the rules. And if they don't get to enforce the rules, they'll call their friends and coworkers who happen to be wearing uniforms and carrying guns. Now, so now people are, I believe, are looking at the entire structure from top to bottom is the same. They used to say, well, yeah, you know, she or he, you know, behind the counter, they're just doing their job. Now they're saying, no, they're all part of the same cartel. They're all in it together. And the way I look at this is, you know, the poor guy or gal who's working one or two jobs, just barely making it, is, you know, really struggling and having a tough time paying their bills. And they're worried about getting laid off and fired because, well, the company's not doing so well, and they're going to have to cut expenses, and sales are down, and they're in fear of losing their income all the time. And then on the other side of the equation, you look at the people who work for the government corporations, and they're not in fear of losing their jobs at all. But they're passing more and more and more rules and enforcing more and more rules that are forcing their customers, meaning us, the bottom 93%, to go under. And they think it's okay. They have no idea that they are the problem. They are the bloat. They are the enforcers of these ridiculous rules that are crippling our country. And they think they're immune from the fallout. And some people are looking forward to them being involved in the fallout, meaning them losing their jobs because, well, frankly, the rest of us just can't pay anymore and have had it and have raised the black flag. I can see it happening. I'm not advocating it. So those of you government types who are listening to this broadcast to see what our opinions are, we don't really like all these rules and the enforcement and the overreach and the spying that y'all are doing. We don't like that. And, you know, your neighbors may get sick of what you do. Your neighbors, if they found out what you do, would probably disassociate from you. And I look at this impeachment thing. And I look at the people who, you know, you can say, well, how do you feel about the impeachment? Oh, he deserves it. Okay, what did he do? Well, he's done a lot. Okay, what has he done? Well, he's broken a lot of laws. Okay, like what? Which ones? Well, he's involved with, you know, foreign countries. Uh-huh. Isn't he the boss? I mean, isn't he, if I were the head of corporate U.S. and I thought there was some defection or defectors, I might call my buddies, my peers, and say, hey, listen, I think we got a problem. I think we got a leak. Y'all talking to, you know, these other guys over here that are supposed to be loyal to me. You know anything about that? What is wrong with that? What's wrong with that? So let's move on to another little thing. And this is kind of ties to what Gwyneth is saying. This is on ZeroHedge.com. Here's a summary on what's happening in the corrupt Commonwealth of Virginia. So these are the facts. Michael Bloomberg, former mayor of New York City, has helped the Democrats take over the Virginia Commonwealth government. He's helped them with financially. And he's a guy that walks around, you know, with no gun. He doesn't carry a gun. But he carries guys with him that carry guns. Okay? And there's an in the Commonwealth of Virginia, there's an anti-paramilitary bill that would disallow armed people to gather to teach each other on how to use firearms or any technique that could cause injury or death. So if you want to teach jujitsu or taekwondo or karate or martial arts, there's a bill that would prevent you from getting together to teach those things, like self-defense. There's a bill that would make semi-automatic weapons illegal. Now, but that doesn't include, like, the government having cannons and drones and atomic weapons. You know, no, that's just us, the bottom 93. And then nearly the entire state or Commonwealth of Virginia has balked, and they've formed Second Amendment sanctuaries, meaning, yes, you can carry and own firearms in these sanctuaries. But there's a legislator who's threatened the sanctuaries with the National Guard. You know, we're talking about like one iota away from civil war / revolution. The sanctuaries responded in the Commonwealth of Virginia by activating organized militia. So the ante keeps going up. And why is this? Because they want to disarm us. Now, there are plenty of people who have guns in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And they have a right to. Just like in Missouri and many other states. But people like Michael Bloomberg, who's running for CEO of Corporate USA, also known as the President of the United States of America, he wants to disarm the people by making it illegal to own firearms. Can you imagine that? Pretty interesting. So when you think about Democrats, and you think, well, you know, he's a good guy, she's a good gal, I really like him. You know, we can have a beer together, and we can play golf together. We just kind of disagree a little bit on politics. They're supporting people who want to take your guns and your personal property and your method of self-defense. So now the question is, how can you be friends with people like that who want to harm your ability to protect yourself? Can you be friends with people like that? And I think of this guy who showed up at my house one day with one of my friends. He showed up here and we're at the kitchen table, and he's a dyed-in-the-wool, fierce Democrat who just loves Democrat policies like gun control, gun confiscation, gun elimination. Yeah. Now, could that guy be my friend? No, I don't think so. And the people who vote for increases in sales tax, are they my friend? No. Why would they be? Why would I have a friend who wants to raise my property tax so we can spend more money in the public training camp that wants to teach people how to be a better homo? Or we'll just introduce them to being homos. Your child, too, can come home this afternoon a homo.
And declare that bisexual or homosexual or whatever.
Or, I don't know, let's, you know, pick one. We'll flip the coin today. See if we're going to wear a dress or pants. Or jockeys or panties. I mean, this is Rome burning right in front of our eyes. And we're too stupid to see it. And the girly men, that's a term that Arnold Schwarzenegger apologized for using. He was absolutely right. We have too many girly men. Why don't they stand up? Why not? Why not defend right from wrong? Why not defend keeping some of your hard-earned wealth? So, class, how much do you pay in taxes? Some people might say 15%. Some might say 25%. Some might say 35%. If you add it all up, you're going to see like 65 to 75%. If you add it all up. And if you're wondering why you can't do what my dad did. My dad, when he became a teacher in the 1950s, earned $2,400 a year. But then they paid him another $400 because he taught extra hard subjects like science. And he taught after school students, and he taught music. So he did a lot more, and he got $400 a year more for that. $400 a year more. And with that, we had a house. My mom and dad had a car. There's a new house, brand new. My dad was swinging a hammer and sawing with a saw to help build it. He was one of the guys that built the house. It was a new house on $2,800 a year. And they had a child and me. And they could do it on $2,800 a year. How's that possible? Well, it's not possible today. The average price of a home is like the least expensive state. It's like 180 grand. It's because of the oppressive taxation that we are all enjoying. And we have stupid people voting for higher taxation. Pass the school tax. Pass the police tax. Pass the fire tax. Let's keep passing taxes. That's what people are doing. There's hardly a tax that people don't like. We have to stop Michael Bloomberg from becoming selected as CEO because he will confiscate your weapons. And he's not the only Democrat. Gwyneth, any comments?
Well, I would say that the entire Democrat Party, from what I gather, is, the Communist Party of America. That's what I'm seeing, that if you scratch the surface, that that's how it's going to be. Because this is we're talking about total tyranny, you know. But what these people don't understand, like I said, hitching their horse to this cart called communism, number one, sooner or later you run out of other people's money. And I'm just stating historical fact, what has happened time and time again in history. Number two, they're forgetting, the United States was founded under Section 61 of the Magna Carta, which says that when tyranny becomes law, then rebellion becomes obligatory.
Go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS. Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, if you choose this homework assignment to accept it, Shades of Blue, it's a television series that ran for a couple years, and it will be an eye-opener as to the crime, the corruption that is possible. It's fiction, but, it looks like a documentary to me. Shades of Blue. It ran from 2016 to 2018. Absolutely riveting. It will be one of those things that you just won't be able to stay away from. Gwyneth, you're going to talk also about dreams and doorbells, you know, these monitoring doorbells. Did you want to talk about that or move to something else?
Yeah. Dreams. Dreams have actually a vital purpose in our psyche, okay? We are not just physical creatures. If anyone believes that at this stage, then, you know, I don't even know where to begin with you. But we are not just like biological robots. We have a soul and we have a spirit, and there are parts of our being that operate on other planes, and every religion on earth says so. It's not just one particular set of beliefs that says so. So what that means is that you have a self that is sitting in heaven and is watching the you that's on the earth doing all that you're doing, okay, whatever that is. And this self wants for you to do the right thing. Okay. Occasionally you get a person born and they are basically wicked from the cradle. There is that sort of thing too. So their self that's in heaven might have a bit of a different motivation. But most people, I believe, that their self that sits in heaven looking down at the self that's on the earth, doing everything that it does, wants for that person on the earth to do the right thing. And if we learn to listen to our higher nature, then the Holy Spirit is able to speak to us and lead us on the proper path to our life. And a big way that we can see that is through dreams. Now, I had dreams or nightmares, actually, for many years, as a child and as an adolescent and as a young adult and even into, you know, later adulthood, leading up to where I am now. And I would have dreams of walking through dark tunnels and exploring chambers, and I couldn't make hide nor hair of this dream. I didn't know what it meant. And then about a year ago, I had a version of this dream where I dreamt that I was in a forest and I went into the tunnel and I explored the chambers, and then I came up inside a chimney, and I found myself in my house in the dream, but it wasn't the house that I have here. It was a big old manor house, but that was my house in the dream. And it was about 2 weeks after that that I learned about Lady Catherine Ferrers. And I figured out pretty quickly by looking at her face and remembering the dream, reading her story, and remembering what Archie had said and what we had seen in our past life regression work, that this was who I was in that past life. And that was how my higher self that sits in heaven communicated that information to me. And then a whole bunch of stuff started making sense. You know, my troubles with the police. I came across a YouTube video, which I made about, you know, 5 or 6 or 7 years ago or something, where I called the police a highwayman's cartel. And that's my name for them now. I don't see them as being law enforcement. When you begin to understand that you have a place in the universe and that, you know, that the universe is like a big net or a woven fabric, and we're all like threads in there. We're all joined, and we get reincarnated, and we get reincarnated back into the same group of people, into the same group of souls. They get reincarnated too, back into the same group. And I look around me, and I can actually pick them. Having studied the history, I say, oh, you're so-and-so, you're so-and-so, you're so-and-so, you know. And I've actually had some of these people come back to me and say, yeah, that's right.
In the few seconds we have remaining, were you, Norm Shealy, Rich Sheban, Rick Miller, and I connected?
I don't know, but a lot of other people in my life, I am connected to in my life in this real world, that they were members of my crew, or they were other pirates that I knew.
All right, we're out of time.
Yeah.
Gwyneth, thanks so much.
Well, God bless, and have a great week, won't you?
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.